it might be, on the other side of the world, but nothing unites us quite like sport. And while we all love a little healthy competition, it can also be a great way to make lifelong friends. Hello and welcome to Nursing Down Under. Joining me today is Aoife McDermott. If her name sounds familiar, that's because Aoife played international rugby for Ireland before moving to Australia earlier this year. But she hasn't hung up the boots. She's now showing the girls in Sydney how it's done whilst working as an intellectual disability nurse with Alliance Nursing. Welcome, Aoife.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Also with us is Jo Kinahan. Originally from County Kildare, Jo now calls Australia home. He's the chairman of the Clannagale GAA Club based in Sydney's eastern suburbs, which is sponsored by Alliance Nursing. Thanks for joining us, Jo.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Well, Aoife, tell us a bit about yourself. How did you come to be here in Sydney?
I suppose I came out in 2019 playing rugby for a few months and just fell in love with it. So when I hung up the international rugby boots, I just wanted to come back. And nursing is a great career that you can travel the world with. So come back and working with Alliance and loving it.
And how are you finding life down under so far?
Yeah, it's great. Really enjoying it. The nursing through the agency work is great. There's a lot of variety and stuff like that. So getting to see loads of different things that I wouldn't have experienced at home. And then like the lifestyle and stuff is great as well. So really enjoying that.
And you played international rugby in Ireland prior to moving over. Are you still playing?
Yes, yeah. My season just finished there last week, but I was playing with Eastern Suburbs Rugby Club and we had a very successful season. We won the grand final and it was great. Yeah, great to still be involved.
And I understand you've also taken up another sport since moving to Australia.
Yes, yeah. I've also taken up a bit of AFL, which I'm really enjoying. It's like the perfect mix of like GAA and rugby. So it's been really refreshing to like just start from scratch and learn a new sport. So yes, that's been great as well.
And for anyone who might be listening and going, what is AFL? I mean, do you know in Ireland it's Aussie Football League or is it a totally foreign sort of concept?
I feel like people would have an idea that it's kind of Australia's national sport. They have a rough idea of it, but it's not something that's commonly played at home.
Okay. Well, Jo, what about you? How did you end up in Sydney?
Kind of a strange one, actually. I was born in Sydney and I lived here till I was five. So my parents were over here for maybe 10 plus years. And I moved back to Ireland when I was five.
So you are an Aussie.
I suppose, yeah, half and half maybe. Then I was in Chicago in 2015 for like 18 months. And I always wanted to kind of travel and see Sydney because that's where I was born. So that's how I came around to coming to Sydney. I always wanted to come back and live here at some stage. So that's, 7 years ago, that's when I moved over again.
Wow. Any plans to go home or is Sydney home for you now?
Home for the time being anyway. I suppose a lot of people like my situation that are here a few years probably don't really know the right decision. But for the time being anyway, I'll probably stay for another couple of years.
And how did you become involved in Clannagale?
There was a lad from my home club in a tie from a tie in Kildare that was playing with him at the time. But unfortunately, a month or two before I was due to come over, his dad got sick, so he went home. So he just kind of put me in touch with the club and I knew one other guy playing with the club. So I'm just trying to think of how I got involved. It's probably that long ago. It was probably just I got a number and I text and I remember going to like a dinner dance, a social event. And that's how I kind of got involved and met loads of people from there and things kind of take off from there.
Is there a big group of Irish expats that are involved in the club?
Yeah, I think this year we had our biggest amount of members. I think we had 250 plus, and I suppose, you know, 95-100% of them would be. We'd have a few Aussies, but most of them would be Irish expats, yeah.
Wow. And what sports? I know obviously there's the Gaelic football. What sports are part of the club?
Yeah, so in New South Wales GA, which is like our body, there would be hurling, Gaelic football, ladies football and camogie. Now we have men's Gaelic football, ladies Gaelic football and camogie. We don't have the hurling, but we have the three other codes. So yeah, it's probably just Gaelic football and hurling, camogie and ladies football. They're all the sports that are played over here and we just don't have the hurling.
And obviously, are there other GAA clubs that you're playing against? It's quite a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, there's huge numbers this year. I think after COVID, this year was the biggest year in New South Wales GAA. I think there was over 1,600 members spread across 9 different clubs. Now the different clubs would have different amount of codes and different teams. Some would only have like one team, some would have 3 or 4, you know, but it's 1,600, I think, members this year, which was the biggest amount of Irish expats in GAA, which is crazy numbers. It's probably one of the strongest in the world, I'd imagine.
probably indicative of the amount of people that are moving over at the moment.
Yeah, that's it's a true reflection of that. I think it's crazy. Probably 1,600 between the ages of probably, you know, 23, 24 to maybe 34, 35. It's just a huge number in that bracket.
Wow. And it's not just about the sport. I understand social events too. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I suppose over here, the one big difference to here compared to home would be the amount of social events, I think, for our members. You know, every month or two, there's probably something on. They're skiing in next week. We're going, different clubs go skiing. There's Christmas in July. In July, then there's end of year socials, volleyball tournaments. You know, every 6 weeks or 2 months, most of the GA clubs would have social events to, I suppose, attract new members and also just to give people a social aspect that maybe they mightn't be that interested in playing on the pitch, but there's plenty of social events off the pitch, you know, to meet people.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Aoife, you obviously are a very busy person playing all the different sports, also working for Alliance. I mean, how do you manage your sporting commitments and find the time to nurse as well?
Yeah, I think that's the joy of agency nursing, that you can just block off, you know, evenings that you need to train and, like, you know, in advance when your matches are. So you can just put yourself unavailable for those times, and then Alliance just book shifts in around that. So the agency is very flexible, and that's what it allows me to do both very well, thankfully.
And how did you hear about Alliance?
It was through a friend who had been out here working with them previously, and they just put me in touch with someone in the office in recruitment, and a few emails back and forth, and here I am.
Now, what sort of shifts have you been doing? Obviously, you've been out for a few months now. What clinical areas are you covering?
I'm mainly working in drug and alcohol detox, and then a little bit in kind of intellectual disability health assessments as well. So my week is kind of spread out between both of those. So I wouldn't have had a huge amount of experience with the drug and alcohol detox, but it's very enjoyable work, and it's a new challenge and all that. So I'm enjoying it.
Is it very specialized, that kind of area?
It's not too bad, like, because they're generally well patients. They just are detoxing from a particular substance. So you just have to keep an eye on them and kind of manage their symptoms and, you know, give them medications as and when they need it. But the majority of them kind of come through it well enough. Obviously, you have to always be on alert for any emergencies and stuff like that. But 99% of the time, it's fairly smooth sailing with them.
And you're a qualified research nurse. Have you been able to get shifts in that area as well?
Not yet, but I'm very new in the agency at the moment. So hopefully down the line that will materialize. I've been having a few conversations here and there. So I think there's some stuff in the pipeline. So yeah, it'd be great to get into that as well.
Wonderful. And would you recommend Alliance?
Yeah, absolutely. They were really supportive in helping me, like, move across and being as prepared as I could with all my documents and stuff so that I could start work as soon as possible. And then once I landed in Australia as well, they were really helpful in helping me get, you know, set up with all the different working checks and things that I needed to get, and just keeping in touch and being really approachable as well for any questions or any concerns or anything like that I've had. They've been really great to work for.
Is it kind of hard? You know, you're moving to a new country, you've got to get work, you've got to find someone to live. I mean, is it quite hard, that process?
Yeah, it can be challenging and a bit daunting for sure. And there's definitely days where it's a little bit more stressful. But as I say, like, Alliance were great. And, you know, any questions they were able to answer and help me out and reassure me and different things like that. And then, you know, I have friends and stuff over here who helped with, like, the accommodation side of things and, you know, getting me settled in and stuff like that. And then the sport as well is like the best way to, like, meet people and stuff as well. So that's been great in helping me settle in.
Sounds like you're making a lot of friends across the different codes there. Joe, what about you? How did you find it when you first moved out?
Yeah, I suppose it can be daunting at the start, but genuinely, when I joined the GA club, that's when I met my friends, and, you know, they have all the contacts, and all those people have been here before, be it work, accommodation, getting set up with all your what you need to do to work. So it's definitely daunting moving to a different country, but, you know, there is a lot of help out there, and Irish people are very good that way, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, what advice do you give to newcomers to Sydney? I mean, you probably meet a lot of newcomers through the club.
Yeah, huge. I suppose it would be just to join a club, any sort of sporting club or anything you have interest in, because Australia is a brilliant outdoor place and there's so many outdoor activities. And, you know, if you were anyway interested in sports, or if your friends were interested in sports, I think the best thing to do is to join it as a social aspect, and then you can move on from there, because that's where you'll find people. And Sydney's gone very good over the last few years. It's not necessarily sport. There's a lot of, like, sunrise clubs and meetups around by the beach where a lot of us would live in the eastern suburbs. So it's probably just get out there and join some sort of a club, or just start networking, because, like, some people have moved over here on their own and they mightn't have a huge amount of hobbies or different hobbies, but definitely a sports club was brilliant for me. But I know not everyone are interested in sports, but you know, there is social aspects of the club that you could join too, you know.
And what's the best way to go about that? I mean, do you look up your local club in your area? How would you join?
Yeah, I suppose probably easy way, like it would be, you know, sports clubs in Gaelic football clubs or whatever in Sydney. And then obviously our club, Clonagail Bondi, we're very active on Instagram. All the New South Wales GA clubs would be on Instagram, very easy to find, you know.
So there's similar clubs in different states as well?
Yeah, exactly. There's like Victorian GA, there's Queensland GA, there's Western Australia GA. I suppose if you just search those in Google or on Instagram, you wouldn't be long finding the list of clubs to join. And that it's a great place to start when you come out.
And if you're not so sporty, can you still join?
Ah, yeah, for sure. Like, you know, we'd have a ski trip next week going and probably 50% of the people going on the ski trip mightn't necessarily have played much this year, you know. So it's just more about going to the social events more so than the actual on the field. Obviously that's a big side of it too, but for anyone moving out, it's just about meeting friends really.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Aoife, how have you found making friends here?
Yeah, I again can reiterate what Joe was saying. Like it's most of the friends I've made have been through rugby and through the AFL club. The AFL club I'm with has, there's a lot of Irish girls there who play GAA and have just decided to give AFL a go. So it's been great to kind of meet them, and you know, you're seeing them two or three times a week between training and matches and stuff. So it's been lovely to kind of form friendships through that. Yeah.
Do you think that playing sport helps or having a sport helps?
For me personally, yes, just because I've always been quite sporty and that's always kind of where I found most of like my friends throughout life. But again, as Joe was saying, like there is other ways through the Sunrise Meetup clubs and different things like that for people who aren't as into sport. But yeah, just any of those social events are great and people are very willing to chat to you and make friends with you and kind of, you know, help you settle in and stuff like that as well.
And I know you're fairly new, obviously, to Australia. I mean, and so it's all probably very fresh for you. But what advice would you give other newcomers, or if you could go back and give yourself some advice?
I think it's just to try new things and like get out there to try and meet new people and stuff like that. It's a beautiful place and there's so much things to do. So yeah, just get out and try new things and you wouldn't know who you'd meet along the way.
Is there anything in particular that's on your bucket list that you really want to do while you're here in Australia?
Oh, there's so much. Great Barrier Reef is probably like number one. Uluru as well. It's a long list.
Joe, what about you? Is there anything that you would really recommend that you've done or that you still want to do here in Australia?
Just see as much as you can, I suppose. Like I've probably been to most places in Australia over the last 7 years. Just go to all the states and see as much as you can. And New Zealand as well, I thought was class when I went over there, especially when you're this side of the world. It's nice to see all these new places, but yeah, obviously the Great Barrier Reef and those places are, you know, that's what you see on the postcards, and getting around to seeing them is class.
And obviously, as you mentioned, there are so many people moving over at the moment. Do you think that's only going to become bigger now that people are traveling a bit more?
Yeah, ever since COVID, I think people have maybe a different perspective in life. And I think the way social media has gone and, you know, what people are kind of portraying sometimes with their lives over here with different, the way social media is so strong. Everyone probably back home in Ireland sees people living over here and they're probably just mad to get over here and travel and see it for themselves. So I expect a huge influx again. Last year there was a huge influx and I expect a huge influx in the next few months leading up to the summer as well.
Aoife, is that what you're noticing as well? Lots of friends moving over?
Yeah, exactly. Like since I've come over, like loads of my friends are like, oh, I think I'm going to come too. So yeah, definitely people are keen to come over and just experience the lifestyle.
Yeah, well, we love to have as many people as possible come and spend some time here in Australia. And also great to have you guys on. Joe, Aoife, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot for having us.
If you want to get involved with Clonagail, check them out on Instagram. The handle is Clonagail_Bondi. That's CLANNAGAEL_BONDI. While you're there, why not send us a message or leave us a voice note on the Nursing Down Under Instagram page? We'd love to hear from you and we'll be playing those in a later episode. And if you want to get the ball rolling on your experience down under, head to alliancenursing.com.au.